think he'll squat there in his anguish now, begging the universe to love him? He knows now no reasoning on earth can justify the suffering he suffers. He knows the good is not rewarded. He knows the evil is not punished. He knows his life is meaningless.
It's over. It's done with. He'll curse God. He'll never lift his voice again to that deaf, unintelligible heaven.
God! My God! My God! Answer me! I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him.
Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Hast thou commanded the morning? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Where is the way where the light dwelleth? And as for the darkness, where is the place thereof? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? He saith among the trumpets, ha ha! He smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains, and the shouting. Doth the eagle mount up at thy command? Her eyes behold afar off, her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she.
Mother, mother, what was that?
The wind, child, only the wind. Only the wind.
There was a word.
You heard the thunder in the wind.
Under the wind there was a word.
He that reproveth God, let him answer it.
Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth.
Gird up thy loins like a man. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee.
Thank you.
thought can be withholden from thee. Therefore have I uttered that I understand not. Things too wonderful for me, which I understood not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent.
Well, that's that.
That's that.
You win.
Of course I win, I told you.
Pious, contemptible, goddamn sheep. Repenting? And for what? For asking reasons of the universe. For asking why.
He had heard of God, and now he saw him. Planets and Pleiades and eagles, screaming horses, scales of light. Last Orion, least seashell. The wonder and the mystery of the universe. Beauty beyond the feel of fingers. Marvel beyond the maze of mind. The whole creation. Searchless power burning on the hearth of stars.
Where did I put that popcorn?
Hast thou an arm like God? And canst thou?
His was the true repentance, wasn't it?
Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency.
The true surrender to the fear of God, not to the love, the fear. Comfort, you see, is not a changing fashion. Comfort is one and always in the same for every human heart. We have no comfort but the fear of God.
He feared, my friend. Why not? Why wouldn't he?
Wherefore?
God, with all those
wherefore,
stars and stallions, throwing
myself,
the whole creation at him,
repent,
throwing the glory and the power. Job with little children's bones. Let's not talk about those children.
He feared God, and he repented.
The choice is swallowing this swill of world or vomiting in the trough. Job swallowed it. That's God's triumph, that he swallowed it.
Is God to be forgiven?
Isn't he?
That's not the end.
Why not? You win. You made your bow. You want another?
You know as well as I this, Maul, there's always one more scene, no matter who plays Job or when. You're running out! You haven't got the guts to play your part through. You're no actor. You're a popcorn peddler to the heart.
What other scene?
The scene that ends it. God restores him at the end.
God restores us all. That's normal. That's God's mercy to mankind. We never asked him to be born. We never chose the lives we die of. They beat our rumps to make us breathe. But God, if we have suffered patiently, borne it in silence, stood the stench, rewards us, gives our dirty souls back.
God restores him here on earth, gives him all he ever had and more.
Sure, his wife, his children.
He gets his wife back and the children follow in nature's course.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I say you're lying.
Why should I lie? It's in the book.
Wife back. Wife! Wouldn't touch her. He wouldn't take her with a glove. After all that filth and blood and fury, to begin again, after life like his, to take the seed up of the sad creation, planting the hopeful world again, he can't, he won't, he wouldn't touch it.
He does, though.
Live his life again? Not even the most stupid, ignorant, obstinate, degraded man this filthy planet ever farrowed offered the opportunity to live his bodily life twice over would accept it, least of all Job, poor trampled bastard. It can't be born twice over, it can't be.
It is, though, time and again it is. Every blessed generation, time and again, time and again.
Repent for crying out, for suffering.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Must I be dumb because my mouth is mortal? Blind because my eyes will one day close forever? Is that my wickedness?
that I am weak? Must my breath, my breathing be forgiven me?
Time and again. J.B.?
J.B.,
let me alone.
It's me. I'm not the father. I'm the friend.
I have no friend.
Come on, you don't have to act with me. Okay, carry on. All I wanted was to help. Professional counsel, you might call it. Of course, you know how all this ends. I wondered how you'd play the end.
What end is there?
You don't know? Why should I tell you when you know? What is the worst thing you can think of?
I have asked for death. Begged for it. Prayed for it.
Then the worst thing can't be death. He gives it back to you.
What back?
Everything. Everything he ever took. Wife, health, children, everything.
I have no wife.
He gives her back to you.
I have no children.
You'll have better ones.
My skin.
Come on, I know the look of grease paint.
It's healed. It's whole! It's healed!
See what I mean? See what he plans for you? And tell me how you play the end. Tell me. Tell me! Any man was screwed as Job was. I'll tell you how to play it. Listen. Think of all the mucked up millions since this buggered world began. Said no. Said thank you. Took a rope's end. Took a window for a door. Swallowed something. Gagged on something. Not one of them have known what you know. Not one of them was taught Job's truth.
J.B.
Job, there's someone.
Job won't take it. Job J.B. won't touch it.
Someone standing at the door.
Job won't take it. Job won't touch it. Job
will fling it in God's face with half his guts to make it spatter. He'd rather suffocate in dung, drown in orgy. Suffocate in dung, drown in orgy.
Job!
Job, you've answered him. Let me alone. I am alone. I'll sweat it out alone.
You've found the answer at the end. You've answered him. We take what God has sent. The godsend. There is no resolution of the mystery of unintelligible suffering, but the dumb, bowed head that makes injustice just by yielding to the will that willed it. Yielding to the will that willed a world where there can be injustice. You've learned that now. You've bowed your head. The end is the acceptance of the end. We take what God has willed.
I will not duck my head again to thunder, that bullwhip crackling at my ears, although he kill me with it. I must know.
We have no peace but in obedience. Our peace is acquiescence in the will of God.
I'll find a foothold somewhere, knowing.
Oh, you.
Life is a filthy farce, you say, and nothing but a bloody stage can bring the curtain down. And men must have ironic hearts and perish laughing. Well, I will not laugh. And neither will I weep among the obedient who lie down to die in meek relinquishment, protesting nothing, questioning nothing, asking nothing but to rise again and bow. Neither the bowing nor the blood will make an end for me now. Neither the yes in ignorance, the no in spite. Neither of them. Neither of them.
J.B.
Sarah. Why have you come back again?
Look, Job, the first few leaves. Not leaves, though petals. I found it in the ashes, growing green as though it did not know. All that's left there now is ashes. Mountains of ashes, shattered glass,
glittering cliffs of glass, all shattered, steeper than a cat could climb, if there were cats still.
Why?
I broke the branch to strip the leaves off. Petals again. But they so clung to it.
Curse God and die. You said that to me.
Yes, you wanted justice, didn't you?
Cry for justice and the stars will stare until your eyes sting. Weep. Enormous winds will thrash the water.
Cry and sleep, for your lost children, snow will fall. Snow will fall.
You left me, Sarah.
Yes, I left you. I thought there was a way away, out of the world. Out of the world. Water under bridges opens, closing, and the companion stars still float there afterwards. I thought the door opened into closing water.
Sarah.
Oh, I never could. I never could. Even this. Even the green leaf on the branch stopped me.
Why have you come back again?
Because I love you.
Because you love me. The one thing certain in this hurtful world is love's inevitable heartbreak. What's the future but the past to come over and over? Love and loss. What's loved most? Lost most.
I know that, Job.
Nothing is certain but the loss of love, and yet you say you love me.
Yes.
The stones in those dead streets would crack with terrible, indecent laughter hearing you and me say love.
I have no light to light the candle.
You have our love to light it with. Blow on the coal of the heart, poor Sarah.
Blow on the coal of the heart?
The candles in churches are out. The lights have gone out in the sky.
The candles in churches are out. The lights have gone out in the sky. Blow on the coal of the heart, and we'll see by and by. We'll see where we are. We'll know. We'll know.
We can never know. He answered me like the stillness of a star. That silences us asking. No, Sarah, no. We are, and that is all our answer. We are, and what we are can suffer. But what suffers loves. And love will live its suffering again, risk its own defeat again. Endure the loss of everything again, and yet again, and yet again. In doubt, in dread, in ignorance. Unanswered, over and over. With the dark before, the dark behind it. And still live, still love.